Our global hit today is about Congolese independence and a song that hailed the country's new independence from Belgium. Today, that song might not fill people with the same spirit that it did 50 years ago. The World's Marco Warman tells us that a reworked version of a mambo classic speaks volumes about the widespread misery in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
On June 30th, 1960, Congo had a lot to dance about. It had broken its colonial ties with Belgium, becoming the sixth in a string of African nations declaring independence 50 years ago. Ironically, the song Independence Cha-Cha wasn't recorded in Congo. It was written by the great Congolese singer-songwriter and bandleader Joseph Kabasele, a.k.a. Le Grand Calais. He was something of Congo's Quincy Jones, and Le Grand Calais performed the song first in Brussels for the new Congolese leaders as the former colonial rulers, the Belgians, signed over their country. The chorus is undeniably joyous. The band sings Independence Cha-Cha Tozouye, Independence Cha-Cha, we've won it. Oh, Independence Cha-Cha, we've achieved it. In 1960, the song spread out beyond Congo and became a dance hit across Africa. It was unofficially adopted as a pan-African groove for independence. Even today, the song and its story make you feel great.
There was a lot of nostalgia.
Congolese-Belgian artist Balogi Chiane looks back on the tune, though, with the distance of 50 years of history. Balogi, as he's known, says, to his ears, the original song, as joyous a song as it was, is just a bunch of big ups and praise for VIPs who have ultimately led to the modern looting of Congo.
The song is pretty empty. It's really politically correct because it's just like they just big up all the government, political party and stuff, and they all big up all those people and they make a song about it.
So Balogi took this fairly sacred tune in the canon of African mambo and rewrote it. In it, Balogi raps about how little has changed in 50 years in Congo. He runs down a familiar list of wrongs with African leaders and the types of deeds the world knows them better for since independence.
État de droit essentiel à nos ethnies unies au pluriel. Effet papillon, effet tampon, car ici on change leur en blanc. La révolution au bout du vote, la force du nombre est l'antidote pour changer la dette en dot. Autant de droits que de devoirs, plus de points de convergence que de différence, et oublier l'État-providence.
The bitter lyrics work nicely against the optimistic sample from Le Grand Calais. Balogi's perspective is this. Congolese independence was June 30th.
But we still, 50 years after, on the 1st of July, nothing moved, nothing really happened. And it's questioning the fact that do Congo really had the independence? So it's a question mark.
The question mark led to the title of Balogi's new tune, Independence Cha-Cha, Le Jour d'Après, or The Day After. With its mambo rhythm, the backdrop of a young country with hope frozen in time, these were the makings of a potent video. Xavier Martin and his partner Sébastien Alouf from the Brussels-based film team Spike and Jones usually shoot commercials, but they hooked up with Balogi to shoot the video for Le Jour d'Après in Kinshasa. Xavier Martin had a pretty good sense of what he wanted.
A bar like you can find in Kinshasa, a lot of them, you know, just like places where people like to dance and put music.
The bar band that Xavier Martin arranged to back up Baloji in the video was that of the late Congolese crooner Wendo Kolosoy. He was a Congolese star who arguably should have been bigger internationally. But Congo's typically limited opportunities for launching stars on the world stage, and frankly a glut of really talented musicians in Kinshasa, meant that Kolosoy and his band remained moored in Congo over the years. There was a moment while Xavier Martin was shooting the video that he remembered especially well.
One of the musicians starts to cry in front of me and Sebastian, in front of the camera, and he was really sad of what was happening around there, because he was also nostalgic of the beautiful years and the hope, and suddenly he starts crying because he said, like, he was, oublié, how you say, forgotten. And he was like 75 years old, and he said, I want to make music, I want, you know, to play my songs and to be known.
As you look at the faces of the time-worn and fabulous musicians assembled for the video, you can tell these are people who've been through a lot in 50 years. They'd like some stability, at least, and their lives to get better and stay that way. Baloji felt that too during a recent tour of Congo. His audience is varied in age and cynicism, from the young Congolese born in the chaotic war years since the demise of the kleptocrat dictator Mobutu Sese Seko, to the elders of the nation who were there at the first days of Congolese independence, before Mobutu. Of all the songs in Baloji's set, they reacted most strongly to his Independence Cha-Cha, Le Jour d'Après. Baloji's analysis, no matter what happened on June 30th, 1960, no matter how joyous, today, everyone in Congo agrees that repeating the past is not an option.
The situation didn't really change, and for the older generation, I mean, for the Congolese who were living in the 70s and the 80s, they know another Congo, the prime of Mobutu, where the money was strong, the economy was strong, and then everything fell apart. That's where it started for me, so I don't know that past. The generation I'm talking to doesn't know that past and don't want to see it coming back.
For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
J'ai repris cette chanson fédératrice, symbole de la crédulité des prémices. Entre indépendance et armistice. Mais pour que nos démocraties progressent, faut qu'elles apprennent de leurs erreurs de jeunesse. Mon pays est un continent émergent, bâti en moins de 50 ans.
Indépendance. Oh.